You know, I was saying earlier how at this one time in London that Prabhupada was great, and it isn't very often that we had the opportunity to see Srila Prabhupada in this mood of prayer. And one morning I asked him, Srila Prabhupada, what's your favorite hymn? And he said, Hari Hari Be Polite. And then he asked me what mine was, and since we had no songbook, and since I didn't have any idea what prayer was yet, I said, well, Shikshashtakam, because Shikshashtak prayers were in the Bhagavatam, in the brick red volumes of the Bhagavatam. He said, that's very nice. Then he proceeded, I said, Prabhupada, would you chant that prayer, Hari Hari Bhikkhale? And when he chanted, this first line, Hari Hari Bhikkhale Janama Goinu, maybe 20 times. As you said, Bhadahari entered in 8 times. Prabhupada sang it over and over and over. And every time he sang it again, deeper. It went deeper and deeper. I felt like I was going from the surface of the ocean to a very deep ocean, the ocean of the Holy Name, like Satchinandan. Swami has put the ocean of the Holy Name. Let me know there's different depths in the great ocean. It's so vast. And as Srila Prabhupada would go into this prayer, he'd go deeper and deeper. And this was, one of those crux points of being with your spiritual master is getting to witness the spiritual master's depth, whatever that depth may be, and how it's manifested differently. So over the period of, from 1969 until, I believe, 1974, in Akash Ganga was the last time I heard Prabhupada chant that prayer. And that last time I was holding a microphone up, I think Yadu or Gurudas took a picture of that, a series of pictures of Prabhupada. And he went so deep into the ecstasy of chanting that prayer that he had bodily transformations. It was just his face was transformed into something very different from going into the depths. So again, thank you so much for bringing up this prayer aspect of getting access into the Holy Name and the potency of just trying, each one of us, knowing that our acharyas before us and all great saintly persons before us have done this, that we have a chance to do this too. We have a chance to do by their potency and by you bringing us together like this to do this prayers. And similarly, last summer, this prayer, we can do very grand things in Sharanagati, as you've seen. But one of the little things we tried to offer last year as the theme of our Rath Yatra was this prayer. So all of us in Sharanagati in our Friday night japa sessions, we would practice